Hey, I know it's late, but I just wanted to talk to you. No, everything's fine. I just couldn't sleep and I thought maybe you might be up. I know I shouldn't be calling you, but I'm all alone and you know how I get. I can't stop thinking and you always know how to quiet my brain, and besides, I miss you. No, I know what you said before, and don't worry, I get why we can't see each other anymore, with the way things tend to just happen whenever we're together. I know, but I just want to talk. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just talking, right? Wait, is she there with you now? Oh, so she's asleep. Huh. Let me guess. You're sitting on the couch, not really watching anything, looking at the same options, but never making a choice, right? Just passing the time because you can't sleep. Because I know you. That's why. I always know you. So, how about I keep you company? It's been a little bit since we talked, and I can help you pass the time, and you can ease my mind a little bit in the process. Well, who says she has to know? I mean, there isn't anything wrong with talking to a friend. We aren't breaking any rules or anything, just a friend keeping another friend company. No reason to worry about a perfectly innocent conversation. What do you mean I can't just have an innocent conversation? What's that supposed to mean? I do not. Just because every time we've seen each other in the past we ended up having sex doesn't mean a phone conversation is going to end the same way. I do have some self-control, you know. And you make it sound like it's all my fault. If anything, we were both at fault. We both couldn't help ourselves. Every time we're alone, I don't know why, it just happens. Nobody plans it. Like last time. We just happened to cross paths. I didn't even know you were going to be at that party, but you ended up giving me a ride home that night. And neither of us was planning on anything as far as I can tell. We talked the whole ride and it just felt so comfortable. Then we pulled up outside my place and I don't know what happened. We didn't even make it out of the car. One moment we're saying goodnight, and the next we're in your back seat and I'm moaning your name. That was a pretty good night. What? No, I am not. I'm just reminiscing. It's not my fault most of our memories involve us fucking. I can talk about other things, but what's the fun in that? Come on, I'm just joking. You think you know me so well, don't you? For all you know, I'm sitting in my living room, too, wearing comfy pajamas and watching Netflix, and then again, I could be lying on my bed, wearing nothing but that black lace thong that you like, and sliding my fingers underneath and slowly rubbing my pussy. I'm just teasing. Or am I? Oh, I know I'm bad. I can't help but enjoy teasing you. I don't know why. Maybe I just like the thought of making your cock hard. Maybe I want to turn you on so much that you just can't help but handle things yourself. Well, would that be so bad? I mean, it's not like you're touching me, even though that might be what I really want. It's been so long since I felt your hands on my body, but like I said, we're just talking. There's no harm in a little conversation, right? And I can't help what your voice does to me. No, that's not your fault. You can't control what I do. At least not from all the way over there. Just like if you were to pull out that big, hard cock and slowly start stroking it. That wouldn't be my fault, would it? If you couldn't help but run your hand up and down your shaft. It's not like you're thinking about me, wishing that it were my lips wrapped around your cock as it slides in and out of my mouth. And if you were, though, I would say that I do miss the feeling of your hard cock in my mouth. Just the thought of running my tongue in circles over your head before sliding my lips down to the base and... No. What would make you think that? Okay, fine. And what's wrong with that? You are too. Oh, because I know how you sound. I can almost see it. You slowly stroking your cock and straining not to make a sound. Oh, you're stroking it for me, aren't you, baby? Don't try to deny it. You're pumping your fist, gripping tightly on that cock, and you're imagining it's my lips gripping you, aren't you? Which are you picturing? My hot little mouth or my tight little pussy? Yeah? You want my pussy, baby? Oh, well, I want you to get your hard nice and... your hand nice and slick for me, baby, okay? Now, wrap those fingers around that hard cock. Yeah, don't start stroking again yet. I want you to make it long, slow strokes in time with me. Okay, baby? And I want you to picture my pussy gripping your cock as it slides in and out of me. Mm-hmm. You ready, baby? One, two, three, four, five, six. Fuck, does that feel good, baby? I'm fucking myself with my fingers, just wishing it was your hard cock buried deep inside me now. Now, stroke a little faster, baby. Yeah. Stroke it for me. Think about this pussy, how bad you want it. Oh, God, I want it so bad. Keep going, baby. Faster. Harder, yeah. Oh, pump that cock for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm rubbing my clit now. Baby, yeah. God, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Oh, I want you to come with me, baby, yeah. I want you to come so fucking hard. Oh, stroke it faster, baby, yeah. Imagine you're pounding this pussy. Faster. Oh, God. Are you close? Fuck. Are you gonna come? Come with me, baby. Oh, come on. Come on, together. Well. I guess you were right. We can't have an innocent conversation. It's like I said, things just happen. Oh well. Neither of us are really all that innocent anyway. But that's okay, don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. Well, I think that's just what we needed. I think now we can both get some sleep. Maybe I'll call you again tomorrow night. Keep you company. I know you always have such trouble sleeping. Talk to you later. Good night.